Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m. RTE Radio 1.
No, in fact, we're going back to Limerick because there's a brand new initiative. It's called TLC, Team Limerick Cleanup. It's a new initiative designed to encourage and motivate people throughout the city and county of Limerick to lend their support by helping to clean up their local community. The idea is aimed at bringing communities together on Good Friday, the 3rd of April, for 2 to 4 hours in order to make Limerick a cleaner, better place. The concept is created by JP McManus and by Paul O'Connell. And indeed, we're joined in line by JP McManus. Good afternoon, JP.
Hi, Marty.
Nice to have you on the programme, JP.
Well, thank you very much.
Talk to me about this concept, because I know this is something that you're deeply involved in.
Well, it was over a cup of tea. Paul O'Connell, Helen O'Donnell and myself, we had a cup of tea in the Hunt Museum one day, and the idea came about of trying to do more for the city, and one word led to another, and Helen and Paul, being the driving forces they are, they put a day on it, Good Friday. Maybe everybody might be able to spare a few hours, and it developed from there. We've got some marvellous partners in Mr. Binman, the Limerick Leader, and Limerick Live 95 FM, and they have helped promote it enormously. Now, it only was launched a couple of weeks ago by Paul, we've had a phenomenal response to it, with over 2,300 people have already signed up, which is,
that's
as far
pretty
as
impressive.
Exceeded our expectations.
But there's a great sense of pride. I mean, I have to say, I think Limerick is a beautiful city, and it's really even improved in the last couple of years. What's been done around the river is just fantastic.
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot of people that have taken an awful lot of pride in Limerick, and, you know, for all the bad press it used to get, there's so much goodwill and so much support down there, you know, and everybody just seems to want to make this happen. You know, they've sports organizations, local community groups, residential groups, charitable organizations, schools, parishes, everybody wants to play a part in it. And it's gone from one stage to another, where we thought originally it might just be the inner city. Several towns have got involved, like, if you want me to name them, Maru, Bannoge, Adair, Abbeyfield, Glen, Croom, Kilmallock, you know, Myross,
the whole Martin, county,
Newcastle West, Cappamore. But the biggest contributor with people has been Myross in the inner city, you know, which is wonderful. It's a great opportunity too, Marty, for people on the day to maybe get together afterwards and have a cup of tea. It's from 10 in the morning until 1 o'clock, so maybe get together for a cup of tea and a scone or whatever afterwards.
Absolutely.
Several centres throughout the county.
Well, we wish you well with it, JP. It's Good Friday, the 3rd of April, as you say, just for a couple of hours, from 10 o'clock until 1. And well done to Helen and Paul, and indeed yourself, for getting behind this campaign. Over a cup of tea. It's amazing what happens over a cup of tea, I can tell you.
And you know what, Martin? Something like this is not just Limerick-based. I mean,
no.
I could see that being spread to loads of different counties, taking your initiative, JP and Paul and Helen, and just spreading it out. It's Good Friday. It can
That's
be done.
It's
idea. Not too far away.
It might start in Limerick, but I think you might have something...
It snowballs.
Yeah, it might certainly go to every part of the country. It's a great idea. So well done.
Well, thank you. And people, they can sign up either in groups or in individuals, and we'll put them with groups, and they'll be supplied with their pickers and their jackets and their gloves and their sanitizer. And, you know, I think it'll make for a wonderful day. Let's hope we get a fine day.
Absolutely. Well, JP McManus, we wish you well with that. Just before I leave you go, any hot tips?
For
the racing world.
All fair.
Well, as I say, listen, you maybe keep your hands in your pockets, but you're all looking forward to Cheltenham now, you know, it's around the corner, and hopefully we might raise a flag.
Absolutely. I've no doubt you will.
JP,
Sean. Well, I'm not sure, but it'd be nice to.
JP, Sean Boylan here. JP, it's great to hear you again. You're an amazing man. What you've done for sport and. All your life, it's been just exemplary, and thank you so much, JP. Good to talk to you.
Thanks to say that, but I get the credit. A lot of people do the work.
Yeah, oh, geez, keep them at it, JP.
Keep taking the credit, JP, for God's sake. Yeah. JP McManus down in Limerick, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.